Section 3. You will hear two students talking about a class assignment about wild bird rescue and rehabilitation. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 25. As you listen to the first part of the conversation, answer questions 21 to 25.
Okay, let's go over the requirements and see what we have left to do.
Well, we've taken lots of notes about our topic, wild bird rescue and rehabilitation, so we'll have to go over those and write up a summary for the professor.
But we only have to hand in the summary, right? The professor didn't say anything about seeing the notes.
Right. But there's the case study, isn't there? We have to do something about that.
I know. We have all the information, so it's just a matter of writing it up.
What about charts and graphs? I thought we had to include some.
I don't think so. They aren't really relevant, but we do have to turn in a list of the resources we used.
Naturally. What about videos? I heard some of the other students were doing that.
Well, I guess that must be optional, because I don't see it on the requirements list. Okay, we should start planning our class presentation, since that counts for half the grade.
We've looked at lots of sources of information, but I think our best source was the interviews we did with the wildlife rehabilitators.
Agreed. That and the journal articles. I think we have enough information from those two sources for the presentation anyhow. The books we looked at weren't all that helpful.
I wonder if we should try to bring in some live birds for the presentation.
That would be too difficult, don't you think? But we have lots of photos of rehabilitated birds. We can show those.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 26 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 26 to 30.
Right. Okay, I think we should start by talking about how to rescue a bird. Probably first we should help people understand which birds need rescuing.
Yeah, that's really important. Because a lot of times people see a baby bird that's all alone, or they find a bird sitting on the ground and they think it needs to be rescued.
And usually, those are just baby birds learning to fly. So we should emphasize that people should only attempt to rescue a bird that's clearly injured.
For certain kinds of birds, the rescuer needs to wear protective gloves because some of those birds have sharp claws and can tear your shirt, or worse, injure your face or some other part of your body.
Yes, that's an important point. Okay, next, let's tell people to put the injured bird in a box. A box with good air circulation. We should let them know that a cage isn't necessary, and a bag, especially a plastic one, could hurt the bird more.
Another thing we need to say is that the best way to help the bird stay calm is not by petting it or talking to it, but by leaving it completely alone. Then people should take the bird to the bird rescue center as soon as possible.
Right. And we should also point out that when they're driving the bird to the rescue center, it's better not to play music on the radio or talk loudly, because those things just stress the bird.
Yes, it's better just to speak quietly while you have the bird in the car. Okay, we've got that part covered. Next, we should talk about what happens at the rescue center.
That is the end of Section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 4.